Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
All right, let's get caught up on everything Oakland Raiders. Tommy Call III joining us. You can catch him on USA Today's SMG Network, The Raiders Wire, and the SF Examiner. Okay, Tommy, I don't want to be too dramatic, but could the John Gruden era have gotten off to a worse start between Khalil Mack, the starting 0-2? I mean, it's been sort of a disaster. Am I being too dramatic?
No, not at all. And I think it's kind of a punctuation mark of how they lost in Denver this week. I mean, they played, honestly, one of the best games they've played in the last calendar year, going back to last season. And just that one of those gut-wrenching losses where a lot of people that I've talked to or I've seen out there are like, hey, well, they played better than Monday night. They played better. Well, yeah, you're supposed to. I mean, Denver is obviously a beatable team, and in every kind of essence of the way, that was kind of a choke job, honestly. And, yeah. And so, like you said, I mean, it is pretty bleak. And then now you're going across the country for your second back-to-back road game. Things are not looking good in Oakland.
It's so weird because you would expect to have more excitement, but I think the inevitable move to Vegas has the people have some apprehension, I think. And then now this isn't going well, and then you tie in all the money and the years that are in the contract with John Gruden. It just seems a lot worse than anyone could have thought, really.
No, I completely agree. And, I mean, if you go back to the year where they made the playoffs where Derek Carr got injured, would you ever imagine this? I mean, even right. If you said, hey, 2 years from now, we're going to have Derek Carr still going to be here, and John Gruden's going to be our coach. Could you ever imagine being 0-2, heading to a team like Miami, of all places, where you're like, oh, man, we could go 0-3. I mean, it seems kind of like a worst nightmare type of situation. But just to not be completely negative, some of the young players have looked really good. Derek Carr looked better. They got Amari Cooper involved this past week. So as bleak as it is, at least they have made an improvement from week one.
But also there will be no Khalil Mack, who, by the way, yeah, single-handedly has made the Bears amazingly better and have made the Raiders amazingly worse in one foul swoop.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a gut punch seeing the Bears playing, you know, prime time back-to-back weeks where Khalil Mack just looks like an absolute monster. I mean, that makes the situation so much worse, because you pull up Twitter, you pull up any social media, you listen to any sports talk show, watch anything, all they're talking about is how incredible Khalil Mack is. And they didn't get that. He didn't get that kind of coverage when he was out here in Oakland, just because of the West Coast bias and everything.
Right.
But now two prime time weekends, it's not a good look.
All right. And as you mentioned, the Raiders going to Miami this weekend. And I know we'll go ahead and throw our professionalism out the door. I do it every day, Tommy, so don't worry.
Yeah.
You're a Dolphins fan. But do you feel like, you cover the Raiders, do you honestly feel like this could be a chance? I know the Dolphins are 2-0, but do the Raiders have a chance to win this game?
I mean, I'll always say that until we see a win from John Gruden, because I still think kind of his resume and acumen stands pat, and he's going to have the team prepared, and he's going to have things ready to roll. The only thing I'm hesitant towards is the Dolphins kind of do a lot of things that we've seen the Raiders kind of struggle with. Like, the Dolphins have kind of one of the best unheard of secondary in the NFL. They've been just shutting teams down. And granted, they've played the Titans and the Jets, not the best skill positions, but like a lot of the things that the Dolphins have done well kind of are poking holes into what the Raiders do. When you give Tannehill time, he seems to be so much of a better quarterback. I mean, like, you can say that about any NFL guy, but Tannehill has had his struggles, but with time, he can really hit a lot of his routes, and they dink and dunk you to death up and down the field. And so the Raiders secondary, who has been a little bit of a bright spot, they're going to be in trouble there if you can't create pressure against Tannehill. What I can say from still being connected to the Miami fan base is they're excited. Miami's coming back home after a win against the Jets in New York, a place where the Dolphins have historically been awful at. So there's a serious, serious excitement there, and it kind of seems different to years past in Miami where this team actually kind of believes. There's no big superstar. Everybody seems to be really rallying around Ryan Tannehill, comeback efforts and everything. So it's kind of a tale of two different teams. One team that's struggling and seems to have some, like, bad vibes, where the Dolphins seem to be kind of ticking on all cylinders.
Polar opposites, really.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you 100%. Could catch his Raider coverage on the Raiders Wire and at San Francisco Examiner, USA Today's SMG Network, and his Twitter at Tommy_III. Tommy Call III, thank you so much for being on, man.
Thank you so much, Danny. Always appreciate you having me.